In this bulletin, the Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton survives a motion of no confidence in Parliament by one vote. A multi-billion dollar funding deal struck with Catholic and independent schools. And Cristiano Ronaldo's first Champions League appearance for Juventus goes horribly wrong. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. The federal government continues to stand by the Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton after he survived a no-confidence motion in Parliament by one vote. No members of the government crossed the floor to support the motion. It follows a Senate inquiry finding Peter Dutton misled Parliament when he said he had no personal connections to a number of visa cases in which he'd intervened. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says while the government has been dealing with important matters, Labor and the Greens have been playing games.
The Labor Party and the Greens and others have just been playing the usual Canberra games. And when politicians play Canberra games and when others play Canberra games, you know what the Australian people do? They grab for the sound and they turn it down. And they're turning it down on Labor, they're turning it down on the Greens, and they're turning it up on our government because our government is focused on what they're interested in.
The federal government has announced a $3.2 billion funding deal with Catholic and independent schools. The agreement ends a long-running conflict over the Gonski 2.0 school funding model, as well as months of discussion with the National Catholic Education Commission and the Independent Schools Council of Australia. The extra funding comes to $1.1 billion over the next 4 years. More details will come in December during the mid-year budget review. Education Minister Dan Tehan says the deal ensures a range of education choices for children.
I see it on a daily or weekly basis in my communities in Western Victoria. Small town like Penshurst in Western Victoria, 750 people, and there's 35 students which attend the Catholic primary school there and 6 kids which attend the local state school there. They both provide excellent schooling, but importantly, the way our system works is the parents in those communities have choice, and that is so important.
The President of the Australian Medical Association is urging Prime Minister Scott Morrison to move asylum seeker children and their families out of the Nauru Immigration Detention Centre. Dr. Tony Bartone wrote a letter to Mr. Morrison earlier this week asking him to move asylum seekers to what he calls more appropriate settings for their deteriorating health and well-being. Dr. Bartone says he's deeply concerned about the well-being of those in detention.
We are becoming increasingly aware of reports about the significant health risks, both to their physical and as well as their mental health and well-being. And we're really wanting to see an urgent solution.
A second person has reportedly been attacked by a shark at the same Queensland island where a Tasmanian mother was bitten less than 24 hours earlier. The mother was swimming off Whitsunday Island's Sawmill Bay when she received a serious bite to the leg. She remains in hospital in a critical condition. Police in New South Wales will be looking to foster closer relationships with international students this weekend when they play each other in a beach football tournament. The annual event will see 24 teams compete, comprising of students from more than 60 countries. Detective Superintendent Gavin Dengate says the tournament is more than just a bit of fun.
It's about getting the international students to trust the police here in New South Wales. And to do that, to build that trust, we need to engage. But we need to engage in a way that the students will want to come to us.
To sport and in football, Cristiano Ronaldo's first Champions League appearance for Juventus lasted only 29 minutes as the competition's record scorer was given a red card. Despite his side opening their Group H campaign with a 2-0 win at Valencia, the night was overshadowed by the red card for a seemingly innocuous tangle with a Valencia defender. Ronaldo joined the crowd in sharing their shock when the referee handed out his punishment. We'll now look at the weather. Perth, sunny and 25. Adelaide, a shower or two, 18. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 17. Hobart, also partly cloudy, 16. Canberra, mostly sunny, 17. Wollongong, shower or two and 16. Sydney, much the same, 18. Newcastle, also a shower or two and 17. Brisbane, a possible late shower, 29. Cairns, partly cloudy, 30. And Darwin, sunny and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.